So let's take a common example that's very prevalent in our lives today, looking for approval. Let's say as one of the forms of reactive behavior, I wrote, I look for people's approval and I need that energy to feel good about myself and to fill me up. And I want to now transform that. So in box number one, what does the internal process, the internal reactive mind look like of someone who's looking for approval? They start to think, oh my God, do they love me? Do they not love me? What should I do right now to get them to like me? I wonder if I buy them something, or I say something, or I just let them walk all over me, they'll like me. That might be the thought process that's going on in our mind when we're looking for approval. What might be some external things we do when we're looking for approval? We might physically look weak, act weak. We might act silly around them. We might actually even go out past a time that we want to just to get people to like us. We may say things or bring up positive things we've done to get people to recognize us. So those are all examples of saying things, doing things, actions that don't even feel authentic, but I do them because I want to get people's approval. And by doing that, I feel I'll get it. The action can be you buy things for people just to get them to like you. So you would write that down as an external form of reactive behavior in box number one. In box number two, this is an easy one. Challenges that will awaken my need for approval. Well, what happens if nobody says hi to you today? What happens if nobody acknowledges you? What happens if you just finished a big project and nobody cares? Beautiful challenges that awaken your need for approval. What happens if you're going out on a date or you're with your boyfriend or girlfriend or partner and you notice that they're looking at somebody else? All of a sudden you get insecure, you get needy. So these are all examples of challenges that trigger my reactive behavior. In box number three, the voice of Satan. When I'm feeling insecure, what is Satan telling me? You're gonna be alone forever. You know what? That last relationship that you left because you thought they were emotionally abusive, you know what? It actually wasn't so bad after all. Why don't you send them a text? Why don't you see how they're doing? Why don't you reach out? You know what? Maybe you're never gonna find true love. Hey, if you don't tell them about your great accomplishments, who will? These are all the types of things Satan tells us. Let's go to box number four. How does it serve us and how does it hurt us? This is an easy one to see. When we try to get people's approval and then people like us, we feel great. In fact, it looks like we have friends all of a sudden. We have friends, things look great, things are moving, projects are happening, everybody's happy. Why? Because I acted inauthentic to get everybody to like me. That is short-term fulfillment. In the end, because I was reactive and I didn't act like the light, everybody will feel that I am not the light. And all those people who I thought were my friends will eventually leave. Or some other form of chaos will happen. But the point is that's the addiction. People who look for approval, the reason why they can't let go of it is because they get that immediate feedback right away of people liking them. And we love when people like us. Oh, we love it so much. It makes us feel great. It makes us feel like the light, even though we aren't acting like the light. How does it hurt us? Eventually, people might take advantage of us. People might walk all over us. People won't respect us if they see that we need them, that we're needy of them. So that does create long-term chaos. Think about it. Do you want to count on someone who doesn't know who they are, has no backbone, and is always looking for you to like them? No, because they don't feel like the light. They don't act like the light. You don't feel the creator inside someone like that. So this is a great example of how we can exercise all four boxes and go through each one to recognize deeper our reactive behavior. The point of this lesson is to take many of our prior lessons and to see them in action, to see how they manifest in our lives. Not just to have them be intellectual concepts, but to make them practical. Do this workshop. It's a powerful one. It will open your eyes. And do it by actually writing down. Don't try to just do it in your head. You'll see that by writing down this specific workshop, you'll realize new things about yourself and how to change to be with the light.